This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes on Monday, killing a senior Palestinian militant commander. Palestinian militant groups renewed rocket attacks on Israel as violence in the region entered its second week. Gaza's health ministry says since the fighting began on May 10th, at least 200 Palestinians have been killed, including at least 59 children. At least 10 Israelis have been killed, including a six-year-old child. After meeting with top defense officials Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will continue to strike terror targets and will continue to operate as long as necessary in order to return calm and security to all Israeli citizens. Meanwhile, the armed wing of Hamas promised more rockets. Spokesman Abu Ubaida announced Hamas will resume rocket launches on Tel Aviv if the Israeli airstrikes don't stop. This, according to Reuters news agency. Also Monday, an Israeli man died of his wounds after being attacked last week by a group of Arab citizens in the central city of Lod. The city has become a flashpoint area during the latest fighting. U.S. President Joe Biden told reporters at the White House Monday that he planned to speak with the Israeli prime minister later that day. The United States is taking new steps to make it more difficult for the Islamic State terror group to move money, including donations from international supporters, through Syria and Turkey. The Treasury Department announced sanctions on Monday against three people and one company who are alleged to have played key roles in Islamic State's financial network. One of the people is accused of using his Turkish-based money services company to transfer thousands of dollars to IS operatives across Syria. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.